Intense Trump loyalty. Most NHGOP voters would vote for him even if he were in prison on Election Day. By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2023. Former President Donald Trump sees intense loyalty from Republican voters in New Hampshire in the wake of seemingly constant indictments. As most say they would vote for him even if he were in prison on Election Day, a recent NH Journal/Coefficient poll found. The shock poll found Trump remaining the fan favorite among GOP voters, with support from 43% of respondents. No other candidate comes remotely close. Even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis falls to the single digits, tying with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie for second place with 9% support in the Granite State. The overall survey continued to demonstrate the intense Trump loyalty among GOP voters in New Hampshire. Most, 57%, have a favorable view of the former president. Additionally, the survey found just 25% of GOP voters believe that Trump is guilty for the events surrounding January 6. 40% say they are unsure if laws were broken but ultimately believe he is being prosecuted because he is Donald Trump. And another 35% say Trump did not do anything wrong and should not be punished. Even if he were to be punished, that would not stop New Hampshire Republicans from supporting him, at least according to this survey. 62% say they would still vote for Trump for president even if he were convicted of a felony prior to the general election. Further, 57% say they would vote for him for president even if he were serving time in prison during the 2024 general election. As a pollster, I wonder if there is any other political figure in America who could generate this level of loyalty, Coefficient CEO Ryan Muntz said. It will be difficult for any Republican to peel away these voters. The survey was taken August 5 to 7, 2023, among 862 likely Republican primary voters and has a +3.33% margin of error. It comes days after Trump was arraigned in Washington, D.C. for his third indictment in the past few months, this time over charges related to January 6. This is a very sad day for America, Trump told reporters outside the Reagan National Airport following his court appearance last week. This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. Watch, very sad day for America, Trump slams persecution following arraignment.